Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Janet Christ is here. Janet's one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, founder and president of Leverage and Development, LLC, author of 101 winning marketing actions for small businesses, and capitalizing on being woman-owned. She's our good friend, Janet Christie. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Janet, I know one of the things you want to talk about today are requests for proposals, RFPs. I was telling the audience a little bit about my career over the years with RFPs. I've put them out. I have requesting proposals. I have answered more. I probably answered more than I've distributed. Of course, in the old days, we just called them bids, right? And the specifications, when you received a bid, the specifications were a bid. What's the difference in a bid and an RFP? Is there one?
Well, in today's language, usually a bid is for some type of actual product,
you know, right?
Some kind of good.
Okay.
And RFPs usually either are for just for some type of service, or it involves both,
right?
Or it's some complicated service, mm-hmm, like something to do with telecommunications or computers or something like that. Or, but it could be, you know, for a cleaning contract or so. Just about anything. So proposals usually involve services.
Some kind of multifaceted deliverable.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I was thinking about this, now that I'm thinking, as I hear you talk about that, you know, one of the things I talk about on the show here is how the small business sector has evolved over the last, I'm calling it at least 30 years. And that is where in the process of downsizing that corporate America has done over the last 30 years, they've increased a whole new multiple levels of small businesses who are taking on the jobs that the people did when they were employees, right? They're contracting for those things.
Oh,
so before those days, the reason there were no RFPs was because there were no bids for services. Their employees did all the work. All they needed was their products to use, right? So we bid those jobs. Now that companies have outsourced so much, they need people to come in and answer the phone and to distribute the mail and to load their – to manage their warehouses. That's how RFPs got started, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. That and the government, because
right,
they didn't hire people that were experts in some of the things that you know, might have been done in-house for a company.
So, right. So now you've been quite involved in RFPs over the years, especially in your area of helping people get government work and women business owners bid on government jobs, that kind of thing. What have you seen?
Well, actually, the reason I evolved into helping small businesses with marketing was because of all the RFPs that I answered when I was selling to state and local government and to large companies. So I learned very quickly that you better know the process if you want to fit yourself into the process. So I learned state procurement codes in South Carolina, where I know people can't tell by my voice that I'm from the South, but anyway, I'm operated in South Carolina.
It's one of the reasons we love you, Janet. Janet, it's one of the reasons we love you. Go ahead.
So I learned the state procurement code, because not only did that tell you how to sell to government, state government, but it also governed most of the school districts. Well, I was selling telecommunications to like 10 or 12 different school districts.
Right.
So I learned that process.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to
You learned about specifications, didn't you?
Oh, yes. I heard you talking about it earlier. I used to call it affect the specs. But you help the people write the specs.
Yeah, I love it. My favorite phone call was when some hospital manager or somebody from the city or whatever would call me and say, "Hey Jim, we're putting out a bid for in those days, one of the examples was when I worked for Xerox, we're putting out a bid for a copy. Will you come help us write the specs?" I said, "Oh, let me think about that. Okay, I'll do it."
Yeah. What time do you want me there?
So,
and if you couldn't write it, at least you could educate them so that when they wrote
right.
it, that
right.
then it the specifications fit your product.
Right. I was half teasing because no, that's right, because I would know that they didn't need to say just a copier. They need to say what they need that copier to do, and I could help them make sure they knew the nomenclature. That the industry would understand, and that's what you're talking about.
Exactly. Now, today what I see is companies or nonprofits and government agencies will put out an RFP, and it's more like a fishing expedition. It's not that, you know, we have the tackle and reels and stuff like that because we want to catch groupers. It's like, let's put this stuff out here and see what kind of fish are here.
Right.
So they don't specify. They don't.
Which causes people to do a lot of work for without getting any and having an opportunity to get business.
Exactly, and then when they get the proposals back, it's not that they're comparing different types of apples. They are definitely comparing apples to oranges. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's apples to tomatoes,
right?
Because it's so different. Because they don't tell people what they want. They don't even.
And is that because they're being. Is that because they're being disingenuous or because they don't know any better?
I think it's because they want to see what the ideas are. They want to see what that
is. They want to steal your ideas? Is that what you're saying? They want to pilfer your ideas?
Sometimes that's the case, but I think more often it's that they haven't done any research or they haven't done mm-hmm. any internal development. So they're just kind of throwing it out there and see what they get
right.
back. Very often, that results in a second RFP because they don't
right.
get anything they recognize or that it doesn't seem to fit what they want or the prices are way out of range.
Here's an important point we might want to talk about in the next segment, Janet. Who is sending you the RFP? Is it the company or an agency for the company? I've got some thoughts on that. I've run into that before. That's a tricky one right there. Janet, I need your website quickly, please.
Leverageanddevelopment.com.
Check it out, folks. Janet Christie and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.